It's time for Throwback Thursday. We throw it to Blake.
Throwback Thursday.
All right, let's do some Throwback Thursday. And as we step into the vault here, we're going to go back to 2007. As I believe on, it's this very day, Donovan, that you interviewed Will Ferrell for the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights.
Wow.
All right.
What do you remember?
I just remember, I can't remember what hotel
we
had to go to. It was Zaza?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I didn't remember that, but I do remember the interview being really long. And even maybe him mentioning something toward the end, like, well, we've been at this for a while, huh?
Really?
Yeah, because usually at those junkets, you'll get a couple minutes, two, three. And I swear I was with him for about 15. I think it was that long. Yeah, and he was really nice.
Yeah, I'm just hitting it off.
This is probably the height. Vibing. This is the height of Will Ferrell's star, right? This era.
It's getting there, yeah.
It was like after Old School, Ricky Bobby, there might have been a few other hits, but this was like the near zenith of Will Ferrell.
He mentioned in the interview he was shooting Blades of Glory. So, yeah, it's right in his wheelhouse. And so, yeah, it's at a press junket or whatever. You said he's in the boardroom. He's sitting at the head of the table. And then you got there really early, and some other people were running late, so they let you go early. And because of that, you're one of the first ones with him. And so you said when you walked in, there was a giant cake of a NASCAR car, and he offered you some cake, and you took it, just because Will Ferrell offered you cake.
Of course.
And so you both.
If Snoop offers you weed, you take it.
Yes.
If Will Ferrell offers you cake, you take it.
So I believe you were both enjoying cake during this interview.
I don't remember that. No.
I do sometimes eat cake for breakfast.
And then your funny line was you had just popped in a peppermint. Because you're about to talk to Will Ferrell, and so you had to take out your peppermint, eat your cake, and then go back to the peppermint.
Oh, I put it back in there?
You said you did.
Okay.
You're a wild card. Okay, so typically with these things, the first question or two are typically kind of layups, right? Don't you kind of want to get them on your side?
Of course.
Get them light and easy.
Oh, no.
You didn't do that.
I didn't? Okay. I don't remember this at all. I really don't.
After you take the piece of cake, this is the very first question you ask him.
Okay. How come there aren't a lot of brothers in NASCAR?
What am I doing?
I don't know.
Yes. That's awesome.
What's he supposed to say to that?
I don't know. Why did you lead with that?
I have no clue.
Zero to 100.
Well, that's NASCAR, right?
Yes.
We have to go fast.
I guess.
I have no clue why I did that. That's really ridiculous.
So hey, thanks for the game. Hey,
how come there aren't a lot of brothers in NASCAR?
Well, I mean, we've got Michael Clark Duncan. He's our crew chief. But even Michael was bringing that up. he's like, I'm the only brother in the movie, and I'm the only brother in NASCAR. I think they're trying to open a few more doors there and get that going.
He's so uncomfortable answering this question.
That was a jerk move. I'd like to apologize to Will Ferrell formally for doing that. For starting our question number one.
Yeah, and he's even hesitant to say brother. He was even saying that he's the only brother.
He was clear to sight, Michael Clark.
Right, that he said it. Yeah, he said it, not me.
It was cool just the fact that you're talking to Will Ferrell, and he's kind of going in-depth to some of his answers. Obviously, one of the more famous scenes from the movie is him running in his underwear, thinking he's on fire. He explains it, and I think it's cool listening to him explain it.
Now, in a scene in the movie where Ricky Bobby thought he was on fire and you run out on a track, did you have to channel some Frank the Tank images to get through that scene?
I had flashbacks to Frank the Tank, and... it was, it was tough. I didn't realize, I'm running up and down this steeped, the bank track, running up and down. I was winded after one take. It was like crazy.
How many takes did that take?
We probably did like 20. And then John C. Reilly's tackling me, and, it was a crazy night.
So actually, you started out a little chunkier, but you lost some weight because you ran up and down a steep.
What's wrong with you? Why are you so mean to him?
And now he's questioning having some cake.
I am I am surprised at myself right now.
You're at the ticket for a year, and then you're going at celebrities.
So actually, you started out a little chunkier, but you lost some weight because you ran up and down a steep 20 times.
It was a good deal for me. Plus, I was starting to get heckled by the infield fans who were up late, drunk that night. So,
hey, next time, let them allow you to wear some boxer briefs instead of the tighty whities you had on the track.
You don't like the Hanes tighty whities, huh?
You know, I'm a boxer brief kind of man myself.
Okay, duly noted.
Yeah, so mean.
I was
to Will
a big
Ferrell.
Jerk to Will Ferrell.
Yeah, you kind of were.
And I didn't realize that.
You did make up for it as you brought up something from Old School, and you guys had on Blue recently,
mm-hmm.
Who had passed away like right before this interview, and you said that in booking him, you got his number, and at one point he called you, and so you kind of felt like you knew him. And so you were kind of sad about it. Anyway, you got him to sing with you. So even though you were mean to him, Will Ferrell sang with you. Do you remember this?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Right, and when he passed away, it was, you know, pretty sad. It's like I almost seemed like I knew him because he called me on my phone. You know, I feel proud. So I just wanted to see if you join me in a tribute to Blue by maybe singing the first verse of Dust in the Wind along with me. I'll get right with you. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes like curiosity. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You're my poor Blue.
That was awesome. You got him to sing with you.
Now, did you have lyrics or did you try to memorize that?
Bowen Brother, man. Come on.
That's true, yeah.
You knew it.
How do I
did,
it?
But we did kind of hesitate when we got to the one part because I wasn't quite mm-hmm. sure of the lyrics. Yeah. Just making sure I had the right words. Man.
That's cool. You got to sing with Will Ferrell.
And call him fat.
And, yeah.
And ask him about Brothers in NASCAR. I've changed the way I've done things
since
in the last
2007.
No, you haven't.
In the last 16 years.
All right,
and you know what? It's on you not noticing it.
Well, I haven't noticed.
A couple more clips here. He did look past your mean comments, and he was just like naturally funny. He is just, I don't know, great dude. This was a really funny exchange, I thought.
So what's next for Will Ferrell? Will we see you, you know, in a romantic comedy getting you some? Or what's going on with that? Are you going to stick with the comedies? What made you famous?
I'm actually in a movie called Getting Me Some. No. Not at all.
That's a good line there. And then, of course, you got to end everything with the liner. And you ask them to read it as Ron Burgundy. So pretty gutsy there,
okay.
Too. And I don't... He just... Anything you asked of him, he just did. It was a great interview.
This is what I do. It's yeah.
You bring out the best.
He was scared really of you after your first question.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Always a pleasure. My pleasure meeting you. Could you do me one last favor?
Always a pleasure.
We have all of our guests do a wacky radio liner where you identify yourself and then you say, I never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket. And it would just give them the biggest case of happy pants if you do it like Ron Burgundy and you at the end you say stay classy Dallas.
Yeah.
All right.
Bob and Dan on the ticket. Right. Hello folks, this is Ron Burgundy and whenever I'm in the greater Dallas area, okay. Hello folks, I'm Ron Burgundy and whenever I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I make a point to never listen to Bob and Dan. Hello, folks. This is Ron Burgundy. Whenever I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I make a point to never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket. Stay classy, Dallas.
All right.
What a great dude.
He was great.
Great dude.
Three takes there at the end. God.
I can't believe that was the first question out of the gate.
How come there aren't a lot of brothers in NASCAR?
Throw some attitude in there, too.
Like he's, how come there aren't a lot of brothers in NASCAR?
Because he's not even in NASCAR. He made a movie, and I'm questioning it. That is...
Feels like you were channeling your hate towards Rich Phillips onto Will Ferrell.
Oh, I don't hate Rich Phillips. Quack. Come on now.
Quack.
Okay, maybe a little bit. Thank you, Blake. Thank you, Throwback Thursday.